respected elders, brothers, ulama ikram, I don't think I will be wrong if I have to say that whatever problem we have in this world, whatever difficulty, whatever challenge we are facing in this world, most definitely 100% the solution for our problems, the solution for our difficulties and the challenges that we face, the solution of these difficulties I definitely found in the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Definitely a person will get his answer if he goes back to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Just to take a few examples, in other words, Deen will teach us, whenever we are going through any negativity, Deen will teach us how to be positive, how to remain optimistic. Just to give a few examples, a person is going through some financial difficulty. Things are not going his way. He's trying this business, it's not working out. That business is not working out. He's just losing out. What is the solution for this person? What is the answer for this individual? To take another example, a person, his relative passed away, his mother passed away, his father passed away. This is a difficulty. This is a challenge. What is the solution? What is the way forward? A person is being harmed physically, mentally. What does he do in the situation? We need to go back to the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and definitely we will find our answer. Just to give the first example that we had given, a person is going through some financial difficulties, unable to pay his rent. Things are not going his way. How does he increase his risk? How does he increase that barakah in his risk? We need to go back to the Quran. On one occasion, Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, a person came to him complaining of his farm, of his business. Things are not going well. Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala told him, Istaghfirullah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. A second person comes with a different complaint. Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala tells him the same thing. Istaghfirullah. Make istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. A third person comes complaining that he's unable to have children. Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala tells him, Istaghfirullah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. A fourth person comes, different complaint as well. Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala says the same thing. Istaghfirullah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. A person was close to Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, shocked. Four people came with four different complaints, but you gave each individual the same answer. Istaghfirullah, istaghfirullah, istaghfirullah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So Hassan Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said that I did not take this from my own side, from my own pocket, what we will say, but rather I found the answer of this in the Quran. In Surah Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدَرَارًا وَيُمْدِدُكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ. Through the barakah of this istighfar, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, a day a person makes istighfar 1,000 times, inshallah, through the barakah of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless this person. Allah will increase his risk. So this is the solution. When a person is going through some financial difficulty, he needs to have sabr, he needs to have patience, he needs to have tawakkul. He will do whatever he can, but the rest I leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how a person will be optimistic, he will be positive when he's going through some financial difficulty. The second example we gave, a person, his mother passed away, his father passed away, someone close to him, his friend. What does he do in this situation? We need to understand that the life that we have, first, Allah is testing us. This life is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. If a person understands Arabic, there is emphasis in this verse. Allah is saying, most definitely, 100%, I am going to test you. There is no way a person will come into this dunya and he will think that my life will be perfect, I will not have any problems. No. Allah is saying, "Wala nabluwannakum." He will most definitely test us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the different types of tests. "Wala nabluwannakum bishay'in min al-khawfi wal-ju'i wa naqsin min al-amwali wal-anfus wath-thamarat wa bashshir as-sabirin." Allah will test us with fear. Allah will test us with hunger. "Wa naqsin min al-amwal." Allah will test us with the loss of wealth. "Wal-anfus." And Allah will test us by taking the lives of our family members away. And why Allah wants us to see how we're going to react in this situation. This is a test. And together with us understanding that this life of ours is a test, it is also a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha asked her respected husband Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, when he came home, she said, "Oh my husband, tell me, if someone loaned you some item, example, someone loaned you some money, and you all had an agreement after 1 year or every month or whatever the stipulated time is that I am going to pay the person, for example, after 1 year. And now the time has elapsed, it has finished, and now the individual, the person comes to collect his money back. And then you have his money, you have his money. So do you have a right to reject? Can you say, no, I do not want to give you your money back? No, it belongs to him. You have to give it to him. Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha then tells Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, then hope for reward for your son. Your son was a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has taken him back. That's why when a person passes away, what do we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed to Allah we belong. Our life belongs to Allah. My life is a loan from Allah. My mother's life is a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My father's life is a loan from Allah. My son, my daughter, all their lives is a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should actually be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed us to benefit from this loan. When a person has been blessed with parents and they are alive, or their parents have passed away, a person can make khidmah, can serve, can respect, show love, kindness to one's parents. By a person doing all these actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with Jannah. So this life we have is a test from Allah. No way we can come in this world and we think that everything is going to be 100%. No, Allah is going to test us. And together with us understanding that it is a test, this life is also a loan from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And deen is so beautiful. You know, when a person, his mother or someone close to him passes away, his father for example, deen has allowed us to show sadness, to show grief. A person can't say, "You know what, your father had passed away, what's wrong, why you are crying? Oh, your son has passed away, why you are crying?" No. A person cannot utter these words. When Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu anhu passed away, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began crying, began tearing. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu shocked, asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why is he crying, why is he tearing? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him that this tears of mine, this is rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Inna al-ayna tadma' wal-qalba yahzan wa la naqulu illa ma yarda rabbuna." Inna al-ayna tadma', this eye will tear, we will cry. "Wal-qalba yahzan," and this heart of mine will grieve, we will feel sad. "وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا." But we will only say that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not question the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not say, "Oh Allah, this wasn't the right time for my mother to pass away, or for my father to pass away. I still wanted them to be around." No. We will accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, we will grieve. So this is how a person will be optimistic. This is how a person will be positive at facing this challenge when someone close to him passes away. A third example we can give. A person is being harmed physically, mentally. Someone is swearing him just because he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does he do in this situation? Let's go back to the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Quraysh saw that Islam is growing, more and more people are accepting Islam, they said to themselves, "We need to stop the spread of Islam. We need to find ways how we can bring this Islam down." They tried to challenge the Quran, they failed. And then Utbah And the Quraysh said, let's tempt Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the dunya. Utbah goes to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, وَإِنَّمَا تُرِيدُ بِمَا جِئْتَ بِهِ مِنْ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ مَالًا جَمَعْنَا لَكَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَكْثَرَنَا مَالًا. Utbah says, tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the only reason you are giving da'wah, you want people to accept Islam, is because you desire wealth, you want money, جَمَعْنَا لَكَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَكْثَرَنَا مَالًا, we will make you the richest person, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Makkah Mukarramah. وَإِنْ تُرِيدُ بِهِ شَرَفًا سَوَّدْنَاكَ عَلَيْنَا حَتَّى لَا نَقْطَى أَمْرًا دُونَكَ. If you want honor, you want leadership, you want respect, we will give you that leadership, we will give you that honor to such an extent, no one will go against your command. Whatever you say, we will follow, we will listen, we will obey. وَإِنْ تُرِيدُ بِهِ مُلْكَ, if you desire kingdom, you want to be a king, you want control, then we will make you a king. If you are sick, we will look for the cure. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs him that I do not desire your wealth. I don't want to become the richest person in Makkah. My objective of calling people towards Islam is not because I want more money. I do not desire your leadership. I do not desire your respect, your honor. I do not desire kingdom, kingship. I do not want all of that. I am not sick. Utbah then informs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's come to some agreement. 1 year, you will worship our idols. And the following year, we will worship your Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the famous surah, which we all know, Surah Kafirun. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Allah instructing Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell the disbelievers, Utbah and them, the Quraysh, لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, I will not worship that which you worship. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him of this, then they started punishing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says that he remembers, he recalls that he would see the Quraysh beating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hitting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam severely, and no one had the courage to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam except for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. When he saw this, he went and he tried to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But despite Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam facing some difficulty, some challenge, some physical harm, did he stop his da'wah? Did he stop calling people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No! He was positive. He was optimistic. He remained firm and continued with his da'wah. He continued with his mission, calling people towards Islam. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had some support from their tribe. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum did not have that support. The likeness of Ammar radiallahu anhu, the Quraysh would take him and would drag him in the streets of Makkah. His father also, Yasir radiallahu anhu, would go through some difficulty. His mother, Sumayya radiallahu anha, also went through some difficulty. She became the first Shahida, martyr in Islam. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see this whole family of Yasir being tortured, being punished, when the Quraysh would force Ammar radiallahu anhu to lie on hot charcoal, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see this, he would say, Ya Nar, Kuni Barda wa Salama ala Ammar, Kama Kunti ala Ibrahim. Oh Ammar, oh Nar, oh fire, be cool and safe on Ammar radiallahu anhu, like how you were cool and safe on Ibrahim alayhi salam. He would say, oh Allah, forgive the family of Yasir. Another occasion, he would say, oh Allah, forgive the family of Yasir. Oh family of Yasir, isbiru, be patient. Another occasion, he would say, oh family of Yasir, glad tidings for you. Jannah is waiting for you. Jannah is waiting for you. Whenever people around us, our friends, our neighbors, are going through some financial difficulty, or whatever difficulty it might be, find ways to make them feel positive. Do not allow them to feel negative. A person is going through some financial difficulty. Things are not, you know, coming right for him. Instead of saying, you know what, the dunya is finished, what are we going to do? No, find ways to make him feel positive. That don't worry, Jannah is waiting for us. You're finding some difficulty, for example, in paying your rent. In Jannah, you don't have to worry about all of that. You don't have to worry about paying rent. Find ways like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was making his Sahaba radiallahu anhum feel optimistic, positive. We should also do the same. And what's happening to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, approximately 2 years, going through so much of difficulty. But look how firm they are, how positive they are. They know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them because of the patience, the difficulties that they are going through. All reports, when old lady, 80-year-old lady is asked that, why are you not running away? You can see the tanks, they're right in front of you. Why are you not fleeing? What does she say? Allahu Akbar. She says, I am not scared. I'm not afraid of these Zionists. They can bomb my house. We will sleep under the tree. I am here to protect my land. I am here to protect the youth. Another lady, subhanallah, she says, oh Allah, you granted me sickness. I said, alhamdulillah. My house got bombed. I said, alhamdulillah. My son went to jail. I said, alhamdulillah. My son became shaheed. I said, alhamdulillah. And I will continue saying alhamdulillah until you are pleased. Wallah, whatever challenge you want to put on me, ya Allah, I am ready. I'm ready to accept. I am pleased. Whatever you have decreed for me. So we should learn from the people of Gaza, looking at them. Imagine a person saving his money, waking up every single day, 8 o'clock, opening his shop, coming back home late at night. You know, he has some goals. You know, I want to buy my house. I want to buy my shop. I don't want the stress of rent, etc. And then he wakes up in the morning, his house is bombed. His shop is bombed. There's no hope of him going back to his shop or starting life. A person was giving zakat, now he's, you know, it's allowed for him to take zakat. He's going through such a test. But then what does he say? Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, I am pleased. So whatever difficulty we are going through, respected brothers in Islam, let's be positive. Let's be optimistic. Let's learn from the people of Gaza. And we should understand that whatever difficulty that we are going through, whatever it may be, when a person is patient, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. And just to end off with the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يود أهل العافية يوم القيامة حين يعطى أهل البلاء الثواب لو أن جلودهم كانت قرضت في الدنيا بالمقاريد. On the day of Qiyamah, when the Ahlul Afiyah, the ulama explained, those people who do not have any difficulty in this world, everything was going well for them. Whatever they wanted, Allah made it so easy for them. They never go through any challenge, any test, nothing of that sort. On the day of Qiyamah, when they are seeing the Ahlul Bala, those people who went through some challenge, some difficulty, and they had to make sabr, they were patient, they understood that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward me abundantly. And now the Ahlul Afiyah are seeing that Allah is rewarding the Ahlul Bala, those people who went through difficulties, who went through challenges, and they were patient, they persevered. Allah is rewarding them abundantly. Now they will start to desire, if only they can come back to the dunya, they can come back to this world and inflict themselves with a small type of difficulty, just to cut themselves, and they can have some patience, and by them being patient, Allah will reward them abundantly. So we should never become despondent. We shouldn't be negative. We should never make people around us feel negative. Always find ways to make our Muslim brothers, our neighbors, our friends positive. And this is the message today. Let's not be negative. Let's be positive. And whatever difficulty we are going through, as I mentioned in the beginning, that 100% the solution for our problems, the solution for our challenges, are definitely found in the Quran and Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to come back. We have to come back to the Sunnah. We have to come back to the Quran, and most definitely we will get the solutions. We will get the answers for all our difficulties. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this quality of positivity, of where we will always remain firm. And when whenever we're going through any challenge, then we will have sabr, we will be patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.